Hello guys, welcome to yet another My Balls Itch Shorty episode. Shorty! Whew! Now look, if you hear some rumbling, some noises, some wind, some stomach gurgling, I'll have you know that I'm on my break. I'm on my last break of the day. My first break is when I ate. I had a little bit of sushi. It was good. But, you know, that's not going to do it. You know, it's not going to cut it. And I could be eating right now, but I'm not. I'm going to wait till afterwards. I get out of work. I'm going to drive all the way down. I'm supposed to do another YouTube video with your boy, Adam. He plays everything. We're supposed to record a video tonight, I guess. Maybe it'll be like last time where we hang out and talk shit for 3 hours, and then the final 10 minutes we'll do something. Well, no, we'll get something done. But I'm gonna wait till I get out of work for that and get some food. It's exciting. It's always fun to hype up some food, right? Instead of just eating right away. I don't know. I don't think I'm starving myself. It's not really that. It's just like I'm just. Why is my voice getting all nasally? What's going on here? Ugh. But yeah, anyway, the rumbling and the shaking, that's because my engine's on. I have my AC cranked up. If I crank it up anymore, I don't know if you could hear that. It's just going to be more, whatever. But it doesn't matter. As long as I'm talking at a normal volume and nobody notices it. Of course, people are going to notice now because I'm bringing attention to it. But just ignore the past 2 minutes of this podcast. I can't edit anything, and here we go. We're in the studio. We're in my car, in the dungeon. That's what I call this parking garage. It looks like a dungeon. It feels like a dungeon. There's dirt and grime and death everywhere you look, and a few Hondas. I see a Grand Cherokee over there. I see a Toyota over there. One of those Toyota Jeeps, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? So, I was at the local, not really local, I don't know where the fuck it was. It was a 7-Eleven. I think it was the one over by Pix. I went out to a show last night. I went to go see Finding Friday. A friend of mine, Jennifer, she's in a, it's a cover band, but they're really fun, you know, and now that the pandemic's, it might as well be over, according to Texas. That motherfucker was packed. First of all, there was no parking spots at all. The first time ever I've been to Pix, and there's no parking spots. I'm circling around the building like a fucking weasel, and luckily I on my second go around, I caught this dude and his mom leaving the, I think it was like some kind of wing place. They sell wings and it's like a restaurant on the other end of the building, on the far side of the parking lot. You know what I mean? And I catch them walking out of the building, and they're holding their little to-go foam, you know, little plates or whatever. And I'm like, oh, here we go, here we go. And sure enough, well, I see a car light up, you know, the lights. And I'm like, all right, let me like go real slow around this corner, turn off my lights, you know, like I'm going to do a drive-by. And I creep up behind this car with the lights turned on. And then the son's getting in his car. The mom goes into another car. I'm assuming it's a son and mom. Because the woman was considerably older than the son, and the son looked really like mama's boyish, you know, like, I don't know how else to say it. Like he would fit right in at an anime convention, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, that's all I'm going to say. No disrespect to the anime conventions. I miss San Japan. I hope I can go again, if not this year, next year. You know, I'll bring everyone. And maybe we'll do a podcast or something. I don't know. But anyway, I got my spot. I watched a show. Having fun. And before I continue with this lame, boring, depressing story, and hopefully I forget about it by the time I'm done with this, let me go ahead and open up this tea that I got. I go to the 7-Eleven. It's across the highway. And I could have swore I did this before, but maybe I didn't. Because 7-Eleven does have a tea. It's in a different shaped bottle, but this one is a different one. And I think this one's a more of a higher end tea. So it's Seven Select. So that's supposed to mean something.
Seven Select.
And it's called, and I love these puns, man. You remember Honest Tea? And there's another one. Sweet Tea. Or no, QT. That one was cute. This one's called Purity. Instead of TY, it's TEA at the end. Purity. Lemon flavor, of course. I had to, you know, keep the theme going. Black tea, cold brewed with real tea leaves. They made the real bigger. It's like a, you know, 16 font, and the other one's like 12 or something like that. Rainforest, it got the little frog logo. I mean, it's like, I don't know, Nature Alliance or something. No artificial flavors or colors. Gluten-free. Now, I don't remember exactly what the 7-Eleven tea had. I think it was pretty fake. It might have had some powder. It might have been like just a cheapo drink. I mean, it was like a dollar or something. Real cheap. This one was like maybe $2. I don't remember, but according to the packaging on this bottle here, it's the real deal. Now let's look at the stats. Let's see. No sugar. That's interesting. Now I thought it would be sweet. I guess I didn't see sweet. You know what it is? There was this one, and then there was the other one that was sweet flavor. And I almost grabbed that one. But this one was lemon, and I wanted to do the lemon theme. Because I'm doing lemon black tea. I decided to just do that. Unless there's a tea that doesn't have a lemon flavor and is something else interesting, like raspberry or pomegranate or some shit. But this has no sugar. I'm excited now. So real flavors. No fat, no cholesterol, no sodium, no carbs, no fibers. I could use fiber, but whatever. My shit's been like ripping me apart lately, man. I took a shit earlier. Goddamn. Or was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. It came out like man, it was really fisting me. But you know what? It was an easy cleanup. It didn't leave any marks or nothing. It was an easy cleanup, and I love those. Those are my favorite shits. Zero protein. This got nothing in it. The only things in this bottle is 70 millis of vitamin C, 80%. So the ingredients are water, cold brewed black tea concentrate, natural flavor, and the vitamin C acid, ascorbic or whatever it's called. Now, black tea concentrate. That sounds like that other shit that I was drinking where you had to like squirt the stuff into the water. That was fun. So hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it's good. If it's from concentrate, you know what? I don't hate science. If you can find out some scientific way to make tea fit inside a tiny little vial, and then you squirt it into a bottle of water, and it's just really good. It goes down good, and it's just like a nice, cute girl holding your hand during a movie, and you're like, whoa, shit, she's holding my hand. It always feels good. It's like that, you know. That's all I want. I want that nice, innocent feeling again. I'm so old and jaded, and I just hate life. You know, I'm just like, fuck all, you know, fuck everything. You know, no one's gonna hold my hand. Fuck the Beatles. I wanna hold your hand. Like, fuck you. Like, I just want to meet a nice girl, and I want to drink a nice tea, a nice iced tea. Sorry, I went off on a little tiny rant there, but I'm just saying, let's drink this tea, and hopefully it brings me back to high school or something. Okay. Okay, okay. Well, that was very interesting, very interesting. I'm gonna take one more drink and describe what the hell just happened in my mouth. Okay, so I take a gulp, and the flavor or the feeling of the tea, very similar to that one drink with the juice that squirts out of the top, but it's still drinkable. It's good. Very strong tea flavor, which is good. I love that. Real, as the bottle says, cold brewed with real tea leaves. I guess cold brewed has a different flavor or a different, I don't know what. Let me turn the AC off. This is distracting. I turn the AC on, and when I leave for work, there's just white smoke busting out of the back of my car, so I gotta figure that shit out. It's probably coolant. It just, like, leaks somewhere. My poor little car, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Hopefully if I move soon, I won't have to drive it so much. I feel really bad. But anywho, I'm drinking this tea. Let me take another drink. It's actually pretty good. I'm taking a long time to describe it, but, you know, hold on. So, yeah, I'm kind of glad that I knew it was unsweet going in, because I would have expected a sweet flavor. And, you know, you ever pick up a cup of soda? Maybe, let's say you go to Whataburger or some shit, and you think it's soda, and you forgot you ordered a tea, and you take a sip, and it just fucks your whole mind, like, what the fuck, and you have to remind yourself, oh, okay, that's tea. It's still sweet, but it's different, you know, it just hits different, and that's what this tea is doing. Well, that's not what this tea is doing, I'm sorry, it would have been, that's what it, god damn it, hold on. Ugh. Anyway, forget it. It's good. As I take a drink, the tea flavor is really good. It's really solid. I was searching for the lemon. I'm like, where the fuck is the lemon? It says lemon on the bottle. And I wasn't tasting any lemon. And I'm going to take another drink right now just so I can get a fresh idea. So, you can't taste the lemon up front, which is interesting. But as it settles into the pores of your tongue and your gums and your teeth and everything, it's just in your mouth. You're swishing it around. And let me swish it a little more. I know I'm stalling here, but just give me a second. Mm-hmm. And I don't even feel bad about swishing it around because it's unsweet. It's so clean. It's so clean. And that lemon flavor, it doesn't hit the mouth, it kind of has this gaseous texture, and it goes up into the nostrils. I don't know how else to describe it. The lemon flavor goes into my nose, and I could smell the lemon. And smelling the lemon and tasting the tea and swallowing it, it just has a really fucking, like, oh man, it's crazy. And you know what? For that reason, for really just blowing my mind, that's pretty good, man. 7 Select Purity. Who would have thunk? I did this on a whim. I wasn't planning on doing any more teas. I mean, I was, but definitely didn't plan on grabbing one at 7-Eleven. And I definitely didn't expect to have another different kind of tea. I see the bottles in the shelf. Sorry, I had to burp for some reason. What the fuck? This stuff's making me burp too? What the fuck, Purity, man? You're blowing my mind. This is crazy. Okay, look, it says here, it's got a little butterfly, or no, it's a leaf thing. It says, made from the tea concentrate that was cold brewed using real tea leaves. So, it lets you know. For connoisseurs like myself who are asking questions about this tea, it's letting me know that it is real. Don't be fooled or discouraged by the concentrate. It is merely for transportation purposes. Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, okay. 0% juice. But it's got no artificial flavors or colors. Where are they putting the lemon? That's what I want to know. Is it in the vitamin C? Or the natural flavor? If it's a natural flavor, but there's no fruit juice, you know what, whatever. Maybe it's not, maybe the, you know what it is? Maybe they're using the lemon peel. It tastes like lemon peel more than it tastes like lemon juice. So that could be what they're doing. Now, I don't know for sure. I'm not a, you know, expert. But it does taste like lemon peel. I don't know. What do I know? Looks like we're at 15 minutes. Well, that's it. That covers this. I thought I was going to talk more, but I mean, I was just going on and on about the fucking lemon flavor and going to picks. And I guess time flies when you're drinking this wacky ass tea. Like, 5 stars, man. I got to hand it to them, man. 7-Eleven, you really stepped up. You really made up for the last tea. I don't even remember it, but I knew it was a 7-Eleven tea. And now you have 7 Select. You know me. I like lemon tea, black tea. I like it unsweet. And if it's sweet, don't make it too sweet. This is perfect. If I'm ever at 7-Eleven again, I'm going to keep an eye out for this one. This is pretty good. Thank you, 7-Eleven. And thank you, people listening. This has been another tea review. Come back next time and I'll review more tea, or maybe we'll have an actual podcast to do. All right, guys. Long days and pleasant nights. Go kiss your dog and cat. Call your mother. Shit, I got to call my mother. Jeez, I'm over here giving advice. I'm not even following it, man. No drinking and driving. And you know what they say.